Are you guys ready for the best show ever?
This following episode of Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is brought to you by Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, for Bulla, in Largo and at southeastbotanicals.net. Now enjoy the show.
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. We the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know how we are in the system.
Oh, yeah. What up? What's happening? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
Today is National Boyfriend Day.
Boyfriend.
A boyfriend?
Boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend.
I have a boyfriend.
A boyfriend?
What?
You have a boyfriend?
I do today.
Well, this is nice. Good dinner, bottle of wine, just what we need to celebrate.
Let's go.
I wish I could hug myself, but that's weird.
Mm-hmm. We got this here.
Your stressful job and long hours. Because love doesn't need congrats. Stressful job and long hours always got in the way of romance. Well, now that the government is shut down and so has your career, sign up for the only dating app exclusively for furloughed federal workers. Introducing Furloughmance. Whether you're a census worker in search of a plus one, a TSA agent with emotional baggage, or an IRS auditor who knows money can't buy you love, and that's good because you don't have any, give your love life a stimulus package on Furloughmance.
Furloughmance.
You ain't getting paid. Furloughmance. Because love doesn't need congressional approval.
Yet. I love that. I thought Trump was a business genius. Leaves everybody out to dry while he's got all the money. Kind of represents America now. Guy is going viral for explaining why 2025 is so disorienting.
Not only is everything so dumb and scary, but even our jobs are feeling a little dumber and scarier. So there's no respite from the insanity.
Ping.
And your boss is emailing you like, hey, gang, so as you know, we've invested a lot of money in our AI assistant, Pierre. Please use Pierre when writing all your emails. And then you go back to scrolling. The city of Portland is under attack. And you're like, by who? And it's like, America. And you're like, well, that can't be right. And then it's like, ping. And it's your boss like, hey, disregard the last email. Stop using Pierre immediately. Some users are reporting that it's telling them that the Holocaust never happened.
Yeah, I don't really think that was the reason why. I think it's a middle-aged guy that doesn't like AI.
Mm-hmm.
This is not headline news. Today is World Smile Day.
Oh, yeah.
As you were, Kristen Stewart. Ben Stiller launched a line of sodas. In response, Coke launched a bunch of hack sequels to Meet the Parents. A Florida man was pulled over for doing 107 miles per hour to make a hair appointment.
But
cops let him go so he could mull it over. Attendance at Disney theme parks in Florida have fallen to a new low.
Because it's stupid!
The characters are feeling such a crunch, Ariel just joined OnlyFans. And a horror movie told from the perspective of a dog opens today. It's called I Know Who You Bit Last Summer. This is not headline news.
Here's something else. The guy sped 107 miles per hour because he had an appointment with a barber. Like you said, here is the audio.
Why are you going so fast?
I have an appointment with my barber.
You have an appointment with your barber. So you go 107 miles an hour, even in out of traffic.
Oh, what a freaking mutant. Everybody listens to Kelta in the morning.
For the first time ever, retail workers at a Lego store in the U.S. are trying to unionize.
Ooh.
The company might have a problem because we all know with Lego, once they stick together, they're almost impossible to pull them apart.
The hotel chain Holiday Inn Express has unveiled a new scent-based alarm clock that will wake up guests with a simulated smell of breakfast because what weary traveler doesn't love to wake up to a lie?
This weekend, Taco Bell announced that they're hosting an ultra marathon where participants have to run 31 miles while eating Taco Bell. It's going to be super competitive because that's one race where you don't want to be behind someone.
That wasn't, man. You kind of saw the joke coming, but whatever.
Today's show is brought to you by the first week of October, that special time of year when they jam pumpkin spice into every conceivable food and beverage.
I'm not one of those boomers that hates on pumpkin spice. I actually like it. I hate more people that hate on pumpkin spice more than hating on pumpkin spice. There's a viral video of an actress having a meltdown. Brittany Ray Carrera had friends over for a viewing party to watch her scenes in a new Glenn Powell movie, Chad Powers. A couple of them were recording when she discovered they reshot the scene. So she was replaced by Hawk Tua. And here's a note from the prep service. Hard to tell if this is real or not. It was posted on a Sydney news site, not American. And her IMDb page didn't list it. So maybe this is a publicity stunt.
With the dopest people, we got my.
Wait, no, this is my scene.
We've been together for a long time.
This is my scene. I'm responding to what he's saying right now.
What an annoying broad.
We got Haley, Tua,
well. We got Tua?
It sounds as believable as the prank calls on a Joe show. No, wait, what? You cheated on me?
Tua? They literally, this is my scene.
Sister!
Did you come in later?
No, this is literally.
Scene.
I was
she was coming. This is so unbelievable. She should sign up. If she wasn't able to get that role, she can just be one of the actors that does War of the Roses for FLZ in the morning.
Holiday. Oh my god! I just literally like just realized that I can't replace my Hawk Tua!
Listen, I'm not the biggest Hawk Tua fan, but I'd rather hang out with her and her little southern accent than this annoying woman. That's so fake. But hey, we live in a world with fake news.
This morning show proudly presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Last Remaining Smoker.
Mr. Last Remaining Smoker.
No smoking signs and citywide bans have chased you across the country with the tenacity of Wile E. Coyote on rocket skates.
No one left to hide now.
As the last of your people, you and your Winstons march sorrowfully down the Trail of Tears.
They'll never take me alive.
As you puff away in your 1920s style speakeasy basement, another smoking ordinance is threatening to tunnel under your home.
Going out in a blaze of glory.
So go ahead, circle your cartons in a desperate last stand, stick a Marlboro in your mouth, and charge maniacally into tobacco police headquarters. Because after all, they can have your smoke when they pry it from your cold, partially inflated lung.
Mr. Last Remaining Smoker.
Oh, yeah, I love that part. Oh, it's so cool. All right, here's the deal. We got so much to get into tonight. I am going to a very special event. I am going to a USF football game against Charlotte.
USF.
The last time I went about 5 weeks ago, I can't believe it was 5 weeks ago, how time flies. They beat the hell out of whatever team that was. I think it was Boise State. And I hope they ball out tonight.
USF will always be. With all our might, we fight the battle here and now. And
All right, there you go. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We're going to come back on Happy Hour and get this party going. But guess what? We have so much to get into, so hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Stupid automation. We've been recording for 11 minutes and 4 seconds, 11 minutes and 8 seconds, 9 seconds, 10 seconds, 11 seconds and 11 minutes. Make a wish, bitch! That was backwards. That could have been better, but hey. We live on our imperfections here. I'm getting a spam call. Let's do this. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio, you scumbag calling me.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio. Those losers always call me, but when I say they're on the radio, you never hear back. Kind of like when I want to use dating apps. All right, here's the deal. You know how Mason Dixon did the Friday, Friday chant? And then Calton made fun of it because he's a twat. Well, my version is the every day my weekend. DJ Unk sounds better when he does it.
Leave your leap.
Okay.
Nigga, I'm just light skinned. I ain't Puerto Rican.
No.
Michael Jackson, PC. My eyes look like it's grease,
man.
Swear that I'm amazing. Call my whip Caucasian. Bitch, I'm the bomb, so they think that I'm Arabian. Yeah, I'm talking like the Taliban. Tools from Afghanistan.
My car
sits so high. Don't stop, look, bitch, I land. And all this ain't juice, man. But I'm on that juice, man. Give me 5 bottles of that goose, I get a loose, man.
For real, baby, you playing.
Do that on the handstand.
Hey,
I do this shit every day. Ballin's in my plan.
Yeah, ballin', that's my night.
You don't want this kind of beat, you will get Kentucky. Now I'm hearses to be verses, nigga. You just sweet like Hershey's.
Yeah, yeah.
Moving in between your girl thighs, be surprised.
Hey. Every day my weekend.
Falling like a motherfucker, wasted when they Libra bitches, jocking like a motherfucker. 30 we get pure bottle, popping like a motherfucker. Friday we get figure eight, you know I fuck with Bush. Overdosing on the strong, rolling quarters of the cook. Club Miami Saturday, girls the baddest in my book. I just walk right on in while you lame niggas look. Hey, even on a Sunday, I don't take a day. Y'all was clubbing and then station in my nigga Q ain't it low. Chickens see their insides. First they take their shirt off. Second when they hear our songs, then they take their skirts off. Third she gon' serve us. Mouth stick her tongue out. 4 hours later, fucked us all. I was like, wow. Y'all got milk money, bitch, nigga. I'm a cash cow. Every day my weekend, living life on a fast route.
Every day my weekend, and I bought, and I bought it.
Nick Wide's a bitch. Sure. Oh, yeah, it was DJ Unk and other rappers. It says here, and others, with Every Day of My Weekend. Oh, yeah, that's what we do here. We bring the bangers. Oh, what's going on?
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, what's going on?
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, let me hit this. All right. I hear. But I don't know if you're ready for the greatest sound to ever reach the show. I don't know if you ever will be, because we're always here doing our thing. So I recently signed up for Apple Music, and it imported all like 10,000 songs I had on Spotify. So I used to only have like 50 files on my freaking Apple Music, and it was all my sound effects, and now I'm like going through all the music. So I am what I'm doing is called stalling. If you ever hear radio hosts start talking like that, it's because they're trying to find what to play, but then they find it. Oh yeah, I learned that from Drew Garabo. This following segment has been brought to you by the best comedy Kratom bar around. Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, for Buddha, over there in Largo. If you go there and you tell Colin Hollister I sent you, he'll hook you up, okay? 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, for Buddha.
This is an official broadcast. Check out RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Doors closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's Happy Hour!
Hey, radio listener, it's Kevin Kline from Kline Alley Show on 106.7 K-Rock in Los Angeles. Perhaps you've never heard of us, maybe you have, but who cares? You're listening to Happy Hour with my boy, Ryan Hoppy. Good guy, way too tall. Definitely a product of incest.
Welcome back to the show that is your daily dopamine hit. That being Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, of course, my mic was off. It's time for a throwback.
Hoppy in the morning. Tune in and you'll see. Ryan Hoppy's got the magic.
I do.
It's live on your frequency. Hoppy out with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear. Join us for the laughter. Music and good vibes. Ryan's got the answers to brighten up your ride.
Happy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Woo! Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear. News and jokes together. Make your mornings bright. Live with Ryan Hoppy. We're setting things just right. Happy Hour with Ryan. Start your day with a cheer. Turn that dial to Hoppy. We'll make your morning clear.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. And it's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Let's get to the news right now. And later on, I'm going to explain why Progressive Insurance is a bunch of bitches. But first.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic! Today on TMZ.
Okay, well, I think it's pretty clear Nicki Minaj has crossed the line.
Oh, yeah, she always crosses the line, especially when she married a sex offender.
Going after Cardi B's kid.
Nicki Minaj called her a culture vulture and that she was ugly.
You can't...
A dumb broad she is.
Bring kids into it. That's messed up.
And Cardi B went in on Nicki Minaj's son.
She was like, your son's nonverbal because you were taking so many, like, drugs.
That's awful.
Bunch of morons. They're perfect for each other. They should do an OnlyFans threesome.
He's awful.
It's like awful on both of them.
Keith Urban changed the lyrics to one of his songs that was about Nicole Kidman just days before his divorce.
What do you say to you cloud chasing broads?
Worse.
I gotta skip over this. It says, Maggie, I'll be your guitar player. Oh, geez.
You wrote for me and how I stood by you while you had all of your, like, problems.
That's not fair. No, she's right. So what? Does he owe her for the rest of his life?
Yes!
No!
That's a typical woman thing. They always think, this is what I've noticed, because this is what Max did. Whenever you date a woman who helps you upgrade in life, they teach you how to properly clean, they teach you how to look better, and you do the things and you learn in the relationship, and maybe they help out your brand if you're an artist of any type, radio, podcasting, acting, whatever, music, anything, and you improve while you're dating them, they claim to always be a part of you, and that's what he's insinuating, that she thinks she's a part of him. But actually, the man was the one, and it can go with any gender. Guys claim to women's success, too. The person succeeding was going to succeed either way. You just helped them out, honey.
Oh, my God.
So Diddy's sentencing is Friday, and he wants to address the judge directly at the sentence.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, we don't know what this looks like. All we get is these courtroom sketches that, like, a 13-year-old could do a better sketch.
Diddy's gonna cry about how much it has changed him.
I'm thinking he's gonna say, I spent a lot of time in therapy talking about what I did to Cassie on that video. What if he comes out defiant? He's like, this is a kangaroo court. I
don't Justin Bieber and Kim Kardashian were at the LA Coliseum.
I bet they hooked up. They had to.
Try show speed.
I've been live for 35 days. I'm about to end my stream, like, right now.
Streamers are the next wave of celebrities.
It's this guy named I Show Speed. All right, I don't want to hear them talk. I do the talking here. I use them for content, and I finish him. Do you want to see some of the Morgan Wallen body cam footage of his arrest? I can't stand Morgan Wallen, although the girls that like Morgan Wallen are fun in bed. Mm-hmm. But they think that Morgan Wallen would care about them. He's a drunken loser! All right, here we go.
I'm his bodyguard, so you have to leave.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
You don't know? Hold on.
This is when he threw the chair over the freaking balcony.
He's the one that threw the chair. I'm his bodyguard. I didn't see him from nothing.
He just has this godlike complex. He's on a bitch slap him. Stupid face.
Investigating the situation, okay?
Maybe I'm trying to cause no problems, man. I don't know.
I'm trying to cause no problems. Even though I could have literally paralyzed people by throwing chairs off of the fifth floor. Scumbag.
I don't know why. Well, a chair came flying off the roof and landed right next to my patrol car over there.
We're just trying to figure out what happened.
As you should.
As you should. I guess during this, he calls Eric Church.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you want to call, not a lawyer, Eric Church. That'd be like me calling Calta after a car crash. Hey, Calta, you with your wife or someone else?
Call Eric Church.
All right, so there's a lot of background noise, but that is the audio.
Mm-hmm.
Tilly Norwood, 100% AI generated.
All right, so people are freaking out about Tilly Norwood. Here's the thing about her. She's an AI actress. But Hollywood has been putting out such bad movies recently that it's hard to feel bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to feel bad for the fact that if you put out bad movies, you're just going to, you know, be screwed. You know why you're going to be screwed? Because AI is going to replace you.
3 seasons and a podcast.
The idea that an agency might be willing to hire an AI actress. What are your thoughts on how that would impact Hollywood?
Here's reporter Jessica Moore of Entertainment Tonight talking to George Clooney.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it has. I think at some point, you know, you're still going to want to have real people.
I don't know about that, bud. Hollywood just pumps out remakes because they're not creative. So if AI is going to produce good content, oh, why not?
Built on everything that came before me.
Oh, yeah. Someone who is a co-founder of a production company, I wouldn't be quick to hire an AI actor, but I would explore it.
Of course you would. It would give you attention. The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know when to stop. I think just because we are able to do these things technologically.
Emily Blunt.
Should you?
That's the big question sending shockwaves through Hollywood after Particle 6, the production company behind AI actress Tilly Norwood, called their creation the next Scarlett Johansson.
She is really cute. It's really freaky how she doesn't exist. Still, she'd probably be better in bed than Scarlett.
Whatever it takes.
They claim several agents are already vying to represent Tilly and hope to launch more than 40 additional AI stars, which they maintain are pieces of art and another way to imagine and build stories.
I think it's cool. Listen, Hollywood has not really made any good movies. Even the movies that were big in the box office, like think about 2 years ago when Top Gun came out. Remake!
That's insane. The arts should be left.
Laura Dern.
To human beings.
Yeah, Laura Dern, then make good movies. This is the predicament you guys put yourself in.
A lot of actors and filmmakers have told me privately that if it's their agency that signs Tilly Norwood, they're out.
Alright, damn. There you freaking go. You did it to yourself.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Mm-hmm.
Did that ignite the beef?
Mariah Carey is addressing her feud with Eminem.
Oh, jeez.
While appearing on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen October 1st, the Grammy winner reacts to a rumor about how her decades-long drama with the rapper first began.
They hooked up and he probably gusted on her.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he brought the Slim Shady in bed.
This summer, a music producer claimed the real reason why you and Eminem started beefing was because he approached you about playing his mom in 8 Mile. Is there any truth to that?
From what I heard, there is truth to that, but I don't think who knows who approached who.
She's so tired of life. Being a bad person really catches up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Back in June, a producer who had worked with Mariah claimed she was insulted when Eminem asked her to play the role of his mother in the 2002 film, despite her only being 4 years older than him. However, Mariah goes on to make it clear she isn't obsessing about her bad blood with Slim Shady.
Yeah, it's just Andy Cohen trying to go viral like he does every day.
Did that ignite the beef?
No, I mean, maybe it depends what he's thinking. I really don't care.
All right, if you don't care, then I don't care. That's just how it works here. Mm-hmm.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
All right, what do we got here going on?
I'm always talking about Morgan Wallen. I don't give a
Hayley Williams confirming what many fans, plus presumably some haters, already surmised.
A woman talking about demand for clout, because we're all fans of Hayley Williams.
Morgan Wallen inspiring lyrics inside her solo song Ego Death at the Bachelorette Party.
She says it's vapid looking. She looks like she doesn't shave.
Mm-hmm.
The Paramore front woman candid as ever on the Popcast podcast posted September 30th.
Paramore is such douchey music. You don't want to date a girl that likes Paramore. They're annoying.
There's a line on the title track Ego Death where you say something like, I'm the most famous girl in this racist country singer.
I ask you where it's going to come here. And this, me going, sounds better than the stupid music.
It could be a couple. Could be a couple different.
It could be a couple, but I'm always talking about Morgan Wallen. I don't give a
Wow, honey. No wonder you're single. No one wants to be around you.
Find me at Whole Foods, bitch. I don't care.
All right, honey. Show your face.
Oh, I just don't care.
We know you don't care. You're an annoying broad.
Country star nearly 5 years out from his incendiary scandal, with Morgan still navigating the aftermath of a resurfaced video.
Morgan Wallen just seems like an asshat.
Showing him using a racial slur. The singer, who also owns Nashville's This Bar, presumably the watering hole in question referenced by Hayley.
I don't want to hear about Hayley. Drives me nuts. She just has that vibe, but just a vapid person, just not someone you want to hang out with. Let's see what we got here in the Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman news.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Can I ask you, speaking of your amazing love story with Nicole, you met at G'day Australia. Is that what it was called?
G'day LA.
G'day LA.
Yeah.
If you hadn't...
Why would it be us? I can't even say it. I used to have a speech impediment where I had a hard time saying Australia. Why would it be that? Of course it was G'day LA, honey.
Australia. Is that what it was called?
G'day LA.
G'day LA.
Yeah.
If you hadn't both been there that day, would your paths somewhere have inevitably crossed, or maybe this life story wouldn't have happened?
No, I think it would.
Yeah? Are you a believer in fate, or do you think as two Australians it would have happened?
No idea.
He's like, you are making it too deep, honey. Bring out the tarot card. You seem like that type of woman.
Urban's awkward answers to questions about now ex Nicole Kidman going viral as fans resurfaced that interview on Australian radio's Jonesy and Amanda. The singer seemingly knew his love story was over at the time of the taping.
I'm just happy to have found my great love.
I don't think Nicole Kidman's that hot. For how pretentious she is, I'm good.
I mean, it's that simple.
I just often think that if you weren't at that event, maybe you don't have the same friendship group. It may never have happened.
Well,
never know.
You but never know.
It's fate. It's the universe.
Anyway. Moving on.
Wow, he did not want to talk about it.
Clip a major change in tone from the couple's typical lovey-dovey comments about each other.
That's a big, epic.
That's 2008.
Romantic drama.
Now tell them about the movie.
You don't know, just celebrate the meeting.
Well, we celebrate the meeting, I hope every day.
We don't have met each other. We always...
I did not know he was from Down Under.
Say that.
It's been a whirlwind few days for the former pair after news broke on Monday that Keith wanted out of the marriage.
All right, there you go. There you freaking go. I did not know he was from Down Under.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call from investigators. Someone extremely close to me put a hit out on my life. I am...
Oh, jeez. It's almost like you're a criminal. They're like the Hollywood Mafia, the Kardashians.
Terrified out of my mind.
So much pressure.
It's like if Gumads ran the Mafia. That's them. That's if the Gumads were gangsters, because they're all side chicks.
Kim Kardashian in tears as the mom of four reveals herself as the target of an alleged murder-for-hire plot.
Everybody's kind of on edge.
I heard footsteps walking into my room.
I'm happy it's over.
The revelation comes as the family teases season 7 of The Kardashians coming to Hulu October 23rd.
Oh my God. I've actually never watched the full show. Yeah, sorry, sex tape.
This season is a whole different beast.
So, who's the suspect? That's still not clear. The family has dealt with its fair share of stalkers. But we also know Kim's ex-husband Kanye West has referenced a murder plot in the past.
This is just the beginning right here.
Here's the receipt from an Instagram rant 3 years ago. The rapper writes, Kim accused me of putting a hit out on her.
I've seen him go through a lot. He might say things that might get misinterpreted.
Kim and Kanye's co-parenting relationship hasn't gotten any easier since Kim filed for divorce in 2021. Back in late April, Ye appeared to crash out over their child custody agreement after claiming earlier in the year that his kids were taken from him by the, quote, Kardashian mob.
Here's the greatest moment ever of Kim Kardashian. You know how they'll say they have, like, highlight reel at the TV show? It's this.
That's what bosses do. You know what I'm saying? Watch what's about to happen.
Here is life advice from Ray J before he pounded her.
We just off love, you know what I'm saying? Heard it from Kim. We off that drug called love.
Otis. I didn't make it. Tell me.
Tweet all I told you.
Yeah.
Man, Ray J.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, homie.
Wow.
When you jacking off to this, and when you really just in your zone. Go hard on him, homie.
Oh, thank you, bro. I needed that little life advice. Really helps me out. Oh, yeah.
You were a part of Kardashians for so long. Will we see you pop in?
This is the Caitlyn Jenner being interviewed.
Don't be shocked if I do show up.
Okay,
dear Heavenly Father, give me the patience because I'm about to lose my...
Bobby? Oh my God.
It's everybody in the backyard of their mansion.
This is just part of that.
It's Rob Kardashian.
Like, kind of positive reset button.
You're gonna have to watch.
And yeah, consider us sat. Because Rob Kardashian and Caitlyn Jenner are both making unexpected appearances on The Kardashians Season 7, premiering October 23rd
what?
On Hulu.
You are going to get that. Don't you worry.
That's a strange voice right there.
My mom's had a hard time inviting my dad to some of our family gatherings, but my dad should be included in things.
Good job, Kendall! Sticking up for your dad.
It'll be the first time we've seen Caitlyn with the family since the Keeping Up with the Kardashians series finale in 2021. ET spoke to her a few months before the show ended.
Remember when, like, you could kind of tell that he's starting to transition a little bit? And, like, he would, like, kind of look like a girl, but still like a guy. At least he went full on and did it in the short lifetime we have.
I was there at the beginning. I would like to be there at the end.
Let me see your purse.
Oh, don't get jealous. Donatella Verit, Versace Senate.
It's like the end of an era. That show brought our families so close together.
Oh, yeah.
It's just great memories.
All right, there's that. I'm going to the USF game later, so I ain't trying to do this all day. What's this?
Tyrese Gibson is in hot water.
Hot is.
His dogs allegedly mauled and killed a neighbor's dog 13 days ago.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he would know how to train a dog.
An arrest warrant was issued for Tyrese, but the Fast and Furious actor failed to turn himself in to the police today.
Moron.
If anybody shows up, I want you to bite they ankles off, okay?
What a thing.
The alleged incident was reportedly caught on a doorbell camera, and reports say police have received complaints about Tyrese's large dogs getting loose and roaming the neighborhood over the...
What a mutant. Make all dogs look bad.
...the past few months. Tyrese was out of town when the deadly incident occurred, and his lawyer claims he's cooperating fully and extends his deepest condolences.
I don't know why that sounds so phony, because it is.
So adding, Tyrese made the difficult decision to rehome his dogs to a safe and loving environment.
Yeah, anywhere away from him is pretty good.
I love my babies.
Also making headlines to...
I gotta skip over this because it's copyright, but it's about Morgan Wallen, but we've already covered him today. So I care. I'm not over here like, oh my God, Morgan Wallen, I must hear about it. I don't really care.
Happy Hot Topic!
Another day, another lawsuit surrounding 2024's It Ends With Us.
Oh my God, everybody's suing Justin Baldoni. What if he's like the greatest guy ever and all these feminists are just sexist against men? again.
The New York Times taking Justin Baldoni's production company to court over his thrown-out defamation case. The director accusing the media institution, plus co-star Blake Lively and husband Ryan Reynolds.
He's got bitch slap face. I hate him. You're a moron.
Of besmirching his name amid her own allegations surrounding sexual harassment. But a judge tossed Baldoni's $400 million case back in June. Now the gray lady, months later, hitting up his Wayfair studios to cover its expenses.
All right, there you go.
Citing the anti-slap laws protection for news outlets for their First Amendment rights.
I stopped caring, but let's go on.
In court docs, the publication seeks to recover costs, fees, and expenses incurred by the Times across Baldoni's suit. With its legal team invoking the law's own language and accusing Wayfair of, quote, harassing, intimidating, punishing, or otherwise maliciously inhibiting the free exercise of speech.
Whatever. That was such an interesting story for like the first 3 weeks of the year. And once Trump got elected, I stopped freaking caring. There's this headline. This makes me mad.
David's manager is addressing the investigation into the death of Celeste Rivas Hernandez.
If I was banging a 13-year-old and her dead body was in my Tesla, oh my God, would I be crucified? But oh, it's a famous singer? Screw off!
Yes. Josh Marshall is shutting down rumors after Celeste's body was found in a Tesla registered to the singer David, whose real name is David Anthony Burke. Josh is denying that he received an email from Celeste's family in 2024, informing him she was missing. In the comments of a TikTok video about the situation, Josh, who goes by JMogul Online, writes, "This has been a tough time for my family as I'm a father of three children. I never received any emails. I had zero knowledge of anything, and I don't live in California. Also, I work remotely 95% of the time, and my job doesn't require me to have much interaction with any of my clients."
David just looks like a thug.
Slash David. David's manager confirmed to LA Mag the comments were in fact written by him.
And this poor girl came from a broken home, so like the sociopathic pedophile he is, he used her.
Continues to say, "As there are many others that work with him on a day-to-day capacity, not me. This news is tragic for so many and for her family."
All right, so there's them. See what we got here. Diddy said, "I'm sorry for the pain I caused so many. Current situation is my fault." Duh. 50 Cent said, "Diddy will create a baby oil shortage if you let him out, Judge." That's very true. I saw this here. Aaron Fipers, Denise Richards' soon-to-be ex-husband, said that Denise Richards locked him out of their joint accounts and he needs $150,000 ASAP. Now, when a woman gets locked out of the man's account, she gets hated on, or the man gets hated on, but when a woman does it, she gets applauded? Funk Dad! That ain't right. Let's see what else on TMZ. The Bachelor. Melissa Rycroft told cops she was the hit-and-run victim during arrest. But she was driving intoxicated. Oh, what a dummy. Taylor Swift's new music is out. So that means that today it's a bad day to be a man. And I guess she made a song about her sex life with I don't know. Her sex life with Travis Kelce. Usually when I like do a lot of content in a row, like when I'm out there just doing my thing, a lot of times I start to like run out of energy. And I just kind of start to go to a halt. Patrick Mahomes, "I'm taking aux cord at Chiefs facility. New Taylor on repeat." Oh my God. That's what I don't like about it. Is everybody kisses her ass. It's all about her. I don't know. Life's too short. It's stupid. It's really stupid. This headline's weird.
Podbean.
So Tucker Carlson really seems to be kind of in the closet because he made some comment about Pete Buttigieg's gay sex. And here's Pete Buttigieg talking about it, which I don't even want to think about gay sex. I'm not against gay sex. I don't hate gay sex. It's not for me because I'm, not gay. But I'm not hating on gay sex. I don't think it's the worst thing ever. But it's not for me. But I don't think about it. I don't go, oh, my friend's gay. I wonder what it's like when he pounds his boyfriend from behind or if he's getting pounded from behind. It's just not really on my mind. But Tucker Carlson seems to talk about gay sex a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes you wonder if he wants it. A lot of times, if you're talking about other people's sex lives, you are the ones that have the most skeletons in the closet. It's just the way it works. Why would you care what their sex is like? I don't even care what your sex is like. Insert listener here. All I care about is getting my rocks off because I'm an only child and I only care about myself. All right. Here is Pete Buttigieg.
You see the news recently, the Tucker Carlson statement.
He's never agreed to an interview, but I'm going to ask him like some very specific questions about gay sex and see if he can.
Tucker wants to know how to poke it in properly.
An answer.
He said that you are basically fake gay and that you've created this persona to appease the woke mob.
Tucker Carlson claims Pete Buttigieg isn't really gay.
He was dating women just a few years ago. That's totally fake. Wow. He's not gay at all.
Smart.
So I said that on the air. People got all...
He's a weird guy, man. Why do you care to be a bang? He must be awful in bed. I bet no matter what type of head it is, I bet freaking Tucker Carlson is not good at it.
Offended.
Yeah. I mean, in a weird way, I guess it's progress. Like, I spent a good chunk of my life believing, knowing that, like, being gay would be a career ender for me. I had two parts of my career when I was in my 20s. Public service and being interested in public office and being in the military, both of which could have ended.
I think he'd be a good president, but we have too much homophobia in this country.
Because I was gay. And honestly, I don't like thinking about it now, but there was a time when I would have done anything to not be gay. Like, it was just like, tell me what I have to do. And I would have done it.
Like you would have gone to conversion therapy?
I mean, if I thought it would have worked, the state of mind that I was in at a certain time in my life when I was younger, maybe, yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah. Because I thought that the reality would just shut down my options. And then I grew older, I matured, I went to war. During that deployment, I thought, like, this is insane to, like, be a grown-ass man with no idea what it's like to be in love. Like, if I get through this deployment, okay. I'm going to come home, I'm going to come out, and if it messes up my career, so be it.
And I'm going to go down on a guy as soon as possible. Good for you, bud.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Lame man, ho, got me bent like some fake jewelry, shawty. Keep fucking with me.
Damn, not that bitch trying to boot
me, right? Keep some motherfucking right, shawty. Damn. Yeah, me the fuck off.
Damn, Yahoo.
Like, I'm gonna let that shit fly. Writing this shit.
Hell nah, man.
This
bitch trying to boot me.
Come on, shawty. Get real.
Damn, Yahoo.
Stop flexing, shawty.
Yahoo hoes on deck, all they do is test me. How you get my username, bitch, start instant messaging me. Yahoo hoes on deck, all they do is test me. How you get my username, bitch, start instant messaging me. Yahoo ho, they on deck, 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 Yahoo ho, they on deck. So a nigga on the internet. And y'all already know I get an instant message from this girl that I don't even know. She type ASL, I'm like, hold on, who is this? And now she tryna boot me. Bitch, get out my buddy list. 2 in the AM, and we in the chat now. All these groupies on deck, I'm typing, laughing out loud. And don't let Soulja Boy get up on AOL, hold on.
You've got mail.
Yahoo hoes on deck, all they do is test me. How you get my username, bitch, start instant messaging me. Yahoo hoes on deck, all they do is test me. How you get my username, bitch, start instant messaging me. Yahoo ho, they on deck, 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 Yahoo ho, they on deck.
dick. Yahoo ho, they on dick. Yahoo ho, they on dick.
The Yahoo ho, they got me heated and I'm ready to nut the look. They need to get some fucking rank instead of trying me like a duck. These lame ass hoes ain't got no life trying to get up in my business, but I'm the one that'll fuck you up. But a deep ass hoe, that's what you did. You wasting everybody's time trying to hack and boot and shit. But if I ever see your face, then bitch, I'm busting. These Yahoo hoes, they got me fucked up. Need to stop with all that flexing and chill with all that shit, bitch, cause my gangs are what you testing, huh?
Yahoo hoes on deck, all they do is testing me. How you get my username, bitch, start instant messaging me. Yahoo hoes on deck, all they do is testing me. How you get my username, bitch, start instant messaging me. Yahoo hoes, they on deck. 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 Yahoo hoes, they on deck.
Hey, it's your boy Blue Man. Man, I got this hoe named Tamara. She on fucking deck. Gives a fuck about a bitch. Show that hoe no damn respect. Who the fuck you talking to? Oh shit, they tryna boot. Man, I gotta get up out the room before they get the loot. All they want is the dick, so I just invite them to the click. Hold on, hold on, hold on, man. She just a Yahoo bitch. Told her ass about the click. Yeah, she said she love the dick. Yahoo ho, so you know them hoes don't have no fucking pick, bitch.
Yahoo hoes on deck, all they do is testing me. How you get my username, bitch, start instant messaging me. Yahoo hoes on deck, all they do is testing me. How you get my username, bitch, start instant messaging me. Yahoo ho, they on deck. 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 Yahoo ho, they on deck.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Water. Burn it out. Yeah. Has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom bar around Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B for Bula. And that is in Largo. If you go there and you tell Colin Hosner I send you, I'll hook you up. And if you want to meet me, I usually hang out there. This is being brought to you by Deezy Beezy Honey. DeezyBeezyHoney.com. When I tell you they got the best Delta 8 CBD honey around, I'm a man of my words. It comes in the form of a lollipop. Lick the lollipop, the rapper. A honey sticker, a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DeezyBeezyHoney.com. Use promo code HOPPE. Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com for the best pre and post workout around. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. However the hell you want to get pumped up before the gym, go to Fortify.com and use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North in Edson, St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I go out there. WashJaysPrinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I go out there. Finally, I eat mentally all like me. If you live in Florida or Maryland, go to counselingoncall.net and there you can sign on. Alright, we're gonna come back in half an hour, keep this party going.
Hello again, it's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and non-verbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Doors closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's Happy Hour!
Al Rizzuto from The Riz Show in St. Louis, and you're listening to my man, Ryan Hoppy, on The Hoppy Hour.
This is Jameson from WZLX Boston, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Daddy issues and is attracted to women with them. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
The Hour with Ryan Hoppy is your alternative to the typical morning show with fake dating segments.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah.
We'll be about to go live.
Oh, sure.
Tampa Bay News is the place we arrive. From the beach to the bay and the city's crazy moves. We got stories hotter than the Florida grooves. Tampa Bay News, we making it spin. On Hoppy Hour where the real begins. Turn it up loud, let's get in the mix. From St. Pete to the world, we bringing the fix.
Bringing the fix, we bringing the fix.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing the fix, we bringing the fix.
Pat and Aaron are bitches.
Bringing the fix.
Oh, sure.
Bringing the fix. Come on.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. The owner of a spa and hot tub repair business is under arrest tonight, accused of defrauding multiple customers out of thousands of dollars.
God, he looks like a freaking mutant. He's got like red hair. He's kind of balding. And he looks like someone that would either be a part of Bubba Army or Kelta's stupid family.
Joseph Kleiber owns Soothing Water Spa Repair.
I have family members that have that same last name. Wonder if they're related, but they're not mutants.
They're in Hernando County. He's facing charges of organized fraud. Deputies say he accepted payments for repairs and failed to deliver services or products.
Why do you think that's going to end well, dummy? Because you're stupid.
He was also not properly licensed and is on felony probation for prior offenses. Offenses in Wisconsin. Anyone who believes they may have been a victim of this man is urged to contact the Hernando County Sheriff's Office.
God, he looks like a sociopathic loser. Speaking of sociopaths, here is Bonnie Blue with some rage bait. I haven't watched this clip yet. Oh, I should probably, unmute TikTok. I think that would maybe help out my cause.
Facefoot, you gonna hang my head over this table?
To do an exercise with me?
Me getting facefoot? You gonna hang my head over this table? Okay. I could do with my throat being clear, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm good. If I wanted to itch for a week, I'd play with insulation.
Oh,
yeah. Now, my question is, have you ever been baptized? Not with semen, but with holy water?
No. No one was really that religious in my family.
Yeah. No, I can definitely tell now. So, I would love to baptize you today. I would love to convert you to Christ.
So, you really, really want me to find God?
I do.
Okay, if you come in the bucket, you can tip it on my head.
I don't believe in God.
How much do you want me to find God?
No, I mean...
That's fine, then. That's the answer.
I don't have any interest in taking advantage of someone with a mental disorder. However...
See, I don't think sleeping around is a mental disorder. I think this guy's a little bit of a judgmental prick!
I know you're already...
With a small prick!
Burning down there, but I just feel like if you don't change, you're really going to burn down there.
All right, well, guys, not real. Whatever. That was stupid. Florida appeal court's rules, plain smell of marijuana no longer enough to establish probable cause. Well, that's good. NFL star outrages fans with controversial decision in 100-0 high school blowout. Former NFL star Sherman Williams was the coach of the football team, and they beat a team 100-0. Well, if you don't freaking show up, it's going to happen. I hate when they're like, you can't run up the score. Yeah, you can. The freaking competition. Be better.
Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli going their separate ways after a marriage spanning nearly three decades. People confirmed their breakup October 2nd.
Yeah, you know, the college scandal, pride and hump.
The actress's rep telling the outlet they are living apart and taking a break from their marriage.
Kind of like Tampa Morning right now.
Adding, there is no legal proceedings at this time. The high profile and now exes share two adult children. Daughters Isabella Rose and Olivia Jade.
Olivia Jade's so freaking hot!
Whom they welcomed after tying the knot in 1997. This comes years after their family put up a united front in the wake of scandal.
All right, I don't want to hear about that anymore. All right, that was kind of a short segment, but yeah, that religious guy's kind of a prick!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
I'm praying on a day to bring joy to my city. Lord. Niggas out here broke, got the nerve to be picky. Get my man some bread, cause I hate to see him shitty. Yeah. Or back to selling dope just to make a pretty penny. Keeping it 100 with niggas, they keep it 50. Chicago be for everybody acting like we 50. I told my bitch you fucking with the greatest and you see me. The realest of the realest and the realest of my city. 7-year-old babies getting killed for no reason. Niggas tracking cars, zeroing all they peoples. Real niggas get blessed and share with they niggas. Real niggas fuck bitches, care to they niggas. Man, these hoes for everybody breaking down a swisher. Put the loud in right around to some music. Only took a break cause I gotta get to it. But coming from, you'll probably lose it. Two little boys got killed when they was hooping. Hard cause some broke niggas beef and started shooting. Guns got abusive and these niggas, they abuse it. And the sad part about it, it didn't even make the news. I'm trying to get through it, so I'm watching all my movements. Checking bags like Nike, so I tell them just do it. Tell my niggas, they my brothers, and I treat them like my brothers. Cause my brothers is my niggas, so we equal as each other. Life is but a dream till you wake up with your mother. Smoking Mary J, give you no more drama. Still you won't come, cooking up a master plan. Gonna put it in the action, motherfucker, take a stand. Obama from the murder capital and he the man. I'm in my own lane, trying to see where I fit in. Right. Take a chance when a man's on a cash advance. So we out here every day trying to chase these bands. Making all this money you would never understand. So go ahead and judge me, I still get to it. And niggas say they winning, but I know they really losing. 12 months later, still riding in that Buick. And if that slow grinding, I'ma be fair paced. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga don't see fake. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
They wanna know who the hottest in the city, who the problem, because of all the drama in the city with them goblins. Busted with them 30s and the 40s. All my niggas under 20, but I got 150. Always in the streets, if a nigga wanna get me. Don't know in your city, but I started off with baby. Holes in my dick when I pull up and they hit me. I ain't worried about any, cause I'm all you gotta send me. Dropped out of school, cause I knew I wouldn't be shit. Now it's not bad if you want me on a remix. Gave finna be rich, still can't believe. And it's still a get fat down if you wanna see shit. Always need cash, I ain't never on no free shit. My niggas in the streets selling drugs, so they sleeping. Hustled on the block, almost on top. I could be up on tour making dubs every weekend. You locked up and you ain't got a lawyer, why you speaking? Hey, Nas, nigga, ain't you broke, why you breathing? Every time you see me, you know I was a demon. You bet I look crazy, you know my niggas fiend. All my niggas shooting, we're 50 dream teaming. Out in my shows, got them niggas with the beans in. We the pistol gang, and it changed by the season. No limit, them B4L, bitch, I mean it.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
This summer I'ma catch just 5 homicide. Just cause you rap it doesn't mean that a gun ride. Slapping doors open on the vein, let a 100 ride. All them face shots need dental to identify. Louis Tony ETC, bitch, I been that guy. Stay high, ET, I live in the sky. Your bitch on me say she try and give my dick a try. Taking trips with my roadies and my wrists on rollie. I don't talk to the police, no talking. Out west at the Fifi, and he put everything on shorty. Made man, made D, touch me, you die. No worries. Lying ass niggas always telling stories. Bitches wanna kick it, trying to be another story. Know a couple rogue bitches that ain't been no more. Know a couple real niggas that can bench that jewelry. I'ma flex that phone, let me get that jewelry. I be smoking heavy round, rolling, need another water. Supers let me in the club, cause you know I change the weather. I don't care where we at, make us ask today we ever. Get a bone and white settle, smoke them like a cigarette. You can catch us in traffic with heavy metal. Everywhere we travel, pop out.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate.
This shit only for the real, middle finger to the fake. All I do is show love, all you do is just hate. Nigga, I've been self-made ever since 12th grade. And I'm about to blow up like the fucking World Trade.
Goddamn.
Don't you hate when a nigga fake? Hell yeah, I'm already knowing most niggas snakes. Smile in your face, lie to you to your face. Still ain't really shit to them, cause they do it every day. Haters, they be coming in all sizes and shapes. Disguised in they face, fake trying to embrace. But I ain't with that, so I just fall back like, nah, my nigga, I'm good, I'm straight. Real talk though, hate is a bitch nigga trait. So if you a real nigga, then I know you can relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. So I'm coming in great, cause I know these niggas hate.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like 7 live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, RyanHoppe Radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Harry.
and Hank, but you can hear the Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Happy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank Show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok. Clocks a joke. We're playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic. Dropping wisdom. This stream. Syndicated sorrow. Now it's time to shatter dreams. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming. Feel the clothes. Radio is fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixed and hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixed and hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Ryan Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty speakers, silent vibe of coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Radio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.